7. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
God is able to keep you. But there are certain things you must do, and that is not neglect these things. We need to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard so we don't let them slip. The word salvation is soteria and in the Greek, and it means to save. It means deliverance. It means preservation. It means healing, and it means soundness. See, all of these are temporal. These are things we experience in this life. These are not things that we have need of when we pass through this life. We're with the Lord. We don't need deliverance. We don't need to be saved. We don't need preservation. We don't need healing. All of these are what we receive from these temporal evils. You know, as we pray in the, we call it the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from the evil, from the evil one. That's what, see, angels are involved in that. The word salvation here, when he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That salvation has to do with things in this realm, the temporal realm. In other words, there's a quality of life that is promised to a child of God if they don't neglect what they hear and obey. There's a quality of life. In other words, God has promised always to deliver you. Amen. Amen. God has promised you to have a sound mind. You ain't crazy. Amen. Amen. God has promised, amen, to heal you. Yes. Healing. God has promised to preserve you. While other folks losing it all, while other folks are aging exponentially fast, here you are, amen, just walking with the Lord at peace, looking young, being vibrant, thinking young, doing things, amen, going on your merry way. Why? God has promised this salvation, soteria, in this life. Stop letting religious demons convince you that, everything is going up the rough side of the mountain in this life. And there's no reward until you get to heaven. No, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it now more abundantly. This is that spiritual Goshen that we talk about. Okay, let's make it real clear. Salvation, you look it up yourself. It means preservation. God will preserve you. Amen. While disease or pandemic is rampant, God promised, I will preserve you. Amen. See, too often people put their trust in man. I know doctors and everything have a proper place, but they can't take the place of God. Now, for somebody that's not saved, they may run to him first, but that's not your call. Your call is to run to the throne first. Run to God first. God will direct you if you need to go to a doctor in that. But you see, many go to the doctor or go to this one or go to that one, and they put their trust in man. Cursed is the man that puts his trust in the arm of flesh. What does that mean? Spellbound. Cursed. Spellbound. But when you put your trust in God, I mean really put your trust in God, he'll direct you if you need to go that route. If it's necessary to go that route, he'll have a blessing for you in that route. But you need to acknowledge God first. Amen. Acknowledge God first. Why? He's the one that has brought our salvation. Healing, deliverance, preservation, and soundness. I was at a brief stay in California, I remember with my sister, precious child of God, and many of y'all have met her, we were talking. She was having some issues with, I don't know if it was her stomach, she would remember this. And anyway, we prayed, and when we prayed, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell her to stop drinking coffee. Uh-oh. No, I'm going to put it in perspective for you. And so I told her that, and she did. And a couple of days later, you know, it's like it was all cleared up. But now here was the catch. It was like an instant coffee. When she went back to the instant coffee, I guess the Lord led her to it. She looked in there, and there was some kind of foreign substance in it that was, you know, evidently causing the disturbance in her body. What I'm saying is that God, see, if you put God first, maybe it's something God, it's just a small adjustment you need to make versus somebody putting you on all types of medication that aren't going to heal you at all, just mess you up. Hello? Asa sought unto the physicians and not unto God. That's an indictment. You can seek unto God and God may direct you to a physician. But don't leave God out. And that's the tragedy today. That's the tragedy today. People are leaving God out, just running, because they're afraid. See, you're neglecting your salvation. How you going to escape? The devil lay all kind of traps and snares for you. So this verse is not referring to just being born again. When it talks about salvation, it's referring to deliverance that comes, listen to me, through the ministry of angels. There's a deliverance that awaits you that are mandated to the angelic host that is with you. Are you following me? So God has provided this deliverance for you, but unless you believe it and act on it, you will not receive the full benefit of what it provides. How shall you escape certain things? And it doesn't mean that we're running or afraid of anything. No, we escape it. It's like no temptation has taken you but such as is common unto man. And with every temptation, God will make a way of escape. That doesn't mean that you have to run and try to get out of it. No, you can stand there flat foot. Amen. In the middle of a temptation and refuse to bow, and God will make a way for you to walk right on through it. The Hebrew boys walked right through the fire. Daniel laid his head down on the lions. They didn't run from anything, but God made a way of escape. And guess what? Their enemies came after that and were thrown in. Amen. So God will make a way of escape where the enemy can't snare you, can't hold you, can't imprison you, can't steal your joy, can't, amen, destroy your peace of mind, can't harm your body. Amen. But see, you got to learn not to neglect certain things. So some people talk themselves up on sickness. Yeah, they do. Say people talk themselves. They talk sickness. You got to change your vocabulary. You got to get into God's grammar. If you're going to have what God has given, there are certain things you must align yourself with. And you have the ability to do it because to every one of us is given the measure of faith. Amen. I say it all the time. If God's not moving, move him with your faith. Amen. You're struggling with something, move it with your faith. God's not against that. God is a God of faith. We understand through faith. God honors faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you come to God, you must first believe. Thank you on that side over there. So, God has provided this deliverance for us. The ministry of angels. But unless you believe and activate it, act. There are certain acts, action. You have to act on the word. Amen. Amen. You'll not receive the full benefits. In other words, hear me, as free will, as humanity is free will, that's what distinguishes us. Free will. We have a free will. We can will what we want. You must allow the angelic host to work for you. Amen. 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 By the lifestyle, by the life we live, by the words we speak, by the renewing of our mind, by the Christ-likeness in our heart, and the example that we live, we align ourselves with the word, and they hearken to the voice of God's word. And you know, you can speak. I tell people many times, preach, and when you need to, use words. See, you can speak and not be saying a word. Amen. Your life is, who you are is. But then there are times where we must use words. And so they hearken to that. Now, if we don't believe and if we don't act on it, you won't have the full benefit of the abundant life, the Zoe life. And I'm telling you that in the midst of a pandemic or so-called plandemic, and in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all these executive orders that are coming down the pike, in the midst of all the upheavals in the world, that doesn't mean anything to God. God is building a kingdom right in the midst. He'll prepare a table before you in the face of your enemy. But see, if you're not focused on this and activating this and believing this and not looking to the right and to the left and wavering and uncertain and unsure and all that, if that's where you're at, then you're neglecting a lot of things. But when you set your face like a flint, and when your mind is made up, I believe what the Bible says. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And you are focused, God will prepare a table, a banqueting table for you right in the midst of haters, right in the midst of folk that don't like you, that want to see you fall, that talk against you. God said, they ain't nothing but a mosquito. I'll prepare your table in the presence of your enemy. But you got to be consecrated enough, anointed enough to have a mind that's made up, not be distracted by a bunch of stuff, not be afraid of what people will say or what they will try to do. God will contend with those who contend with you. God said, don't you touch it, don't you touch it. I'll deal with them. Why do you think he says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm? Amen. God will fight your battle for you. You'll prosper while everything else is going down. Tell me what God can't do. But how shall you escape if you neglect this? Tell somebody, you gotta let them work.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.